host, Angie Rogers Howell.
What is the Gone Boss Podcast?
Well, it's a weekly podcast featuring awesome people in our community. We'll interview them, find out what makes them tick, the cool things they're doing to make our community a great place to live and work, and how they've gone boss.
Interact with us on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Gone Boss.
Now sit back, relax, and find out who has
gone boss.
Studio, we have Kat Mazaris with Kat's Crystals and Curiosities. Welcome.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. So tell me a little bit about your shop.
So we are a crystal and metaphysical store, meaning we carry spiritual supplies for people to use in various ways. We supply crystals, herbs, divination tools, books, original local art, and a lot of other things.
Okay. So if I have like a ghost in my house, I can get sage or something to like come sage my house or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
We do carry sage. Okay. We also have ghost chaser incense and go away evil incense and all the things to get the spookies out.
Okay. I don't have a ghost in my house, but if I did, I could do that. There is a ghost who lives in this, not this office, but this building at the Roberts. It's been around for years and years and years, and there's probably more than one ghost who lives upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So what made you decide to open your shop?
Well, it's been a really long journey. I'll kind of walk you through it a bit. My mom and my sister and I have always been super creative and artistic, and we've always been like makers and crafty people. And so we kind of had this like idea back when I was like in high school of doing a kind of hippie bohemian shop and maybe like selling on Etsy or something. And so it's always kind of like an idea that we've toyed around with. And I got really into collecting crystals and learning about like spiritual and metaphysical stuff, kind of sparked like in high school. And then after I graduated and I was on my own, I kind of really delved pretty deeply into it. So then at that point, I kind of started integrating the crystals and metaphysical stuff along with my artistic and creative side. And I decided to start crafting things such as like jewelry and bracelets with gemstones. When everything shut down in 2020 for COVID, that's when I really got into making things because I was home a lot and bored. And so I kind of just started like crafting things that made me happy without a like clear vision of what it was going to evolve into. And then I saw an advertisement for a festival online and I was like, hey, like I want to be a vendor at this. And so I bought the tickets and I told my mom, I was like, hey, like we need to make stuff and like fill up a booth so we can, you know, do this festival. And then it all kind of snowballed from there. We did that festival and made a pretty decent profit. So that really encouraged us to keep going. And we signed up for lots of festivals and markets from there and just kind of continued to grow. And then from that point, once we realized that people really liked what we were giving them, and also people needed a place in Muncie in particular to go to get their spiritual supplies, we decided we wanted to open a storefront.
Okay. What made you decide on downtown and your current location?
Well, I love downtown, and the Muncie Makers Market was a big catalyst in us picking our specific building because they, in the summer months, set up and sell their wares on Adams Street. So after we realized that the Muncie Map Company had went to a new space, we realized it was vacant and we asked to see it, and we just fell in love with the space and the location. And since then, being downtown has been super great. They do a lot to really help their business owners, and they're always having like events, and it's just a really strong community.
Awesome. And also, we're downtown, and we love it. We think it's awesome just kind of being in the middle of everything, the hustle and bustle of Muncie and all of that. Plus, yeah, I love all the festivals and the different events they have down here and all that. It's pretty neat place to hang out, I think.
Yes, it is really cool.
Awesome. So are you a native Munsonian? Are you from here?
Yes, born and raised. Okay. I was born in Ball Memorial Hospital. I am very Muncie through and through. I love Muncie. I really love our community, and I think it's beautiful.
Okay, so that you decided you're from here, you want to stay here, start your business here, all that good stuff.
Yes, I don't have any short-term plans of leaving. Maybe one day I would like to potentially expand and maybe in the future get like a second location. And if I decide I really want to move somewhere and see other areas, I could open a store somewhere else. And then my sister or, you know, another trusted person could take over the store in Muncie.
Okay. So what do you like to do for fun?
For fun, I really like to be outdoors when the weather is appropriate. I love camping and kayaking and just being with nature. I also really enjoy going to shows at Be Here Now, and just hanging out with friends and of course my kitty cat.
Okay. What's your kitty cat's name?
His name is Dookie.
Oh, okay. So what's something you wish you had known when you were first starting out?
Honestly, I think that ignorance is bliss sometimes. I don't think that I would go back and like give myself any like tidbits of knowledge because I feel like everything I have found out and learned has been in like divine timing. And I think that if I had known certain things I know now back then, that it would have like completely altered my path. So I appreciate where I come from, and I don't think that I would go back and like do anything different.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I think our paths kind of lead us where we need to be and that kind of thing. So excellent. So like me, I'm not super well-versed in the area of spiritual things and artifacts and all that. I know like maybe like salt around your house if there's like creepy whatevers or whatever. So if somebody's starting to get into this spiritual realm and lifestyle, what do you suggest?
I suggest books. Knowledge is power. And a lot of things when it comes to spirituality are super, super personal. There is no right or wrong way or any like set path that I believe a person needs to take. I really think it's about just learning about what's out there and seeing what resonates with you and then keeping that and going from there.
Okay. So did you get to take in the eclipse?
Yes, I was able to enjoy the eclipse from Canon Commons, and it was just such a beautiful moment. I got to witness it with my mom and my sister and some of my closest friends. And we just got to bask in like the energy. And we were all just like looking at each other, like just so almost like high off of the experience. And we were all like, we understand why people chase eclipses. Like we understand why people would like come to town just to view something like this, because it is just truly amazing.
Awesome. Did you charge your crystals under the eclipse?
Yes, I picked some sunstone and some moonstone and some grounding stones and ones that I felt fit the vibe, and I charged those on my yoga mat with me.
Nice. So tell me, what's your favorite band or artist?
I have a pretty wide music taste, but I really like Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco, and of course I love Juice WRLD. He'll always have a place in my heart.
Okay. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Definitely a night owl. Okay. No question.
No question. All right. What's your favorite book?
Favorite book, other than like reference books about like herbs and crystals and things like that, I really love the Percy Jackson series.
Okay.
That was one of my favorites with all the Greek mythology.
Okay. Have you ever met anyone famous?
I met Eric Estrada.
Okay.
When I was younger, at a gas station.
Okay. Was that when he came to town for the, I don't know if it was Chips or the Muncie thing.
Armed and Famous.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. Yep. Awesome. That's cool. What's your guilty pleasure?
I don't find guilt in pleasure. If I like something, I like it, and I'm just upfront about it. I don't really have any like secret pleasures.
Okay. I figured that might be your answer. You seemed like that kind of type. What's your hidden talent? Something you're good at that people might not know?
That's kind of another thing. I really don't hide my talents either. I'm super open and upfront about who I am and what I do. So most of my talents are just out there. Like I am really crafty. I know a lot about stones and minerals, and I am a super good networker and great at communicating with people.
Excellent. Those are all good things to have. Awesome. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I have not seen either.
You can say neither. That's my answer too. Awesome. That's no problem. Tell me something that's on your bucket list.
On my bucket list are probably like thrill, like adrenaline things, like bungee jumping and skydiving and things like that.
Okay, excellent. That is not on my bucket list. I do not want to jump out of a perfectly good plane, but I respect everybody who does want to do it. That's
I love awesome. Being scared. I don't know what it is about it, but like the adrenaline and the just fear of doing something crazy like that is so fun to me.
Okay, all right. Excellent. I admire people who can do that, who like that. That's awesome. What gets you truly excited about life?
People, community, being able to make an impact and spread light to people. Like, sometimes people can just be having the worst day, and they come into the shop, and they talk to me, and they tell me that I help them, and that is just one of the best things to life for me.
What does success mean to you?
Success to me is something that people would think is unattainable, so why would I shoot that high? But honestly, like, I want to touch as much money as Jeff Bezos, but then remain like humble and grounded enough to allocate those resources to people who really need them. Like, I'll consider myself successful when everybody has a home and everybody has been fed.
Okay. Those are excellent, excellent goals. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for my kindness and for being somebody who always is just spreading light anywhere they can, and somebody who truly embodies what it means to love people. And it's hard sometimes. I'm flawed, and I don't always show up for people and love people in the way that I feel like I could. And I want to continue to work on that and truly just be a safe place for people where they can find love and light and peace.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
No problem. And tell me where your store is located and what your hours are.
We are on 111 East Adams Street, and our store hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the farmhouse.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
It's spring in Indiana, and you know what that means.
What does that mean?
Time for mushrooms.
Mushroom hunting season.
Now, by the time this airs, I don't know if mushrooms are still out in the woods or not, but
it's a very fickle time of year.
But recently, I went mushroom hunting.
Yeah.
Which I haven't done in years.
Oh, okay. Now, mushroom hunting, what does that entail? Going out and looking, right?
Just going out and looking.
Okay.
In the woods.
That sounds terrible. I don't go mushroom hunting. Because one, anybody who knows me knows I cannot look for things. I'm not the most observant, and I cannot find things. It's a running joke in our house.
Yes. Are you looking with Angie eyes?
That's what my mom used to say, and now it is translated to my whole family. So I do not go mushroom hunting, but I like to partake of the spoils when you go find them.
And our daughter, Audia, she went mushroom hunting with my dad and my brother, who was in town in the woods, and they found about 25
very small mushrooms.
Very small mushrooms.
But 25 is still good, and they were happy about that.
Definitely. And then I was like, you know what? I should go back in our back 40.
Right.
Is what I call it. It's kind of a woodsy, you know, area, overgrown, and so I was like, yeah, I'll go back there. I mean, the weather's nice and everything.
And you took audio with you then too, right?
Oh yeah. And I was like, I wonder if it popped up back there because one was back there last year.
Right.
Just one.
Right. So we like, maybe we have a spot where we might be getting mushrooms.
Exactly. So I go back there, and sure enough, 5 large mushrooms.
Big old mushrooms.
Big old mushrooms were back there. And it just flabbergasted me that, you know, it was that many.
Yeah.
I only had one last year, got 5 this year. I mean, they were awesome.
They were good. We took them down to your mom's house. She soaked them.
Well, you brine them or whatever. You soak them in salt water.
You probably got to do that to get them clean because they grow in the dirt and poop
and stuff.
They
grow in the dirt and stuff.
So, you know.
But then, of course, you slice them up, put them in some flour. Butter-flavored Crisco is the oil of choice.
I did not know people still bought that. And I went to your mom's house and I saw it on the counter. I'm like, oh, these are the people who buy butter flavored Crisco. Okay.
So you fry them up and then you take a
some bread.
Wonder bread.
Wonder bread.
Not any fancy bougie bread. It's got to be the Wonder bread.
And you you butter both sides, and then you put your mushrooms that are fried and right. flattened out in between them, and it's so good. Now, I am not a mushroom person.
You hate mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms on my pizza or any other,
In spaghetti sauce. He will not eat mushrooms, but you'll eat these.
I will eat these because they were so yummy.
They are
very
so yummy.
Salty, very crunchy.
Well,
oh,
I mean, they're
gosh.
Fried and butter flavored Crisco.
Exactly.
How bad could
how
they
could
possibly
it not
be?
Good?
I like them. I had them on the sandwich, and it is good that way, too. Reminds me of when you do fried green tomatoes and have fried green tomato
wouldn't
sandwiches.
Do that either.
Oh, those are so good. My mom used to make probably fried those in Crisco, too. But I like them plain. So you fried in the butter flavored Crisco. Put a little salt on them while they're still hot, and then.
Crunch.
And you eat them, crunch them, and they're so good. You know, mushroom season is a big deal around these parts because when I was at Pizza King on Friday, you know, the house go to the Pizza King on Friday, our neighbor's fiance came in and was talking about the mushroom that she found and that it was so big. And here's a picture of it on my phone. It was showing us her big old mushroom that she found. And then she was like, wait, I still have it in my car. She went out to her car and got
brought
it.
Brought it in?
Yes, I brought it in and showed it to her. And it was as big as her hand. And it was amazing. But it was just funny. It's a big deal. Because they go out and get them from their car.
I've been watching Facebook. Somebody recently found 96 mushrooms.
Now, that was in Brown County or somewhere.
Oh,
south.
I know. But they were huge, just like the ones in my backyard.
I don't remember this being a thing when I was a kid, though. I don't remember anybody going mushroom hunting when I was a kid.
So after I found the ones in my backyard, the next day we went mushroom hunting, Audia and I and my brother Mark. We didn't find anything. Like, we covered that woods front to back and nothing. He found one little tiny one, and he left it there so it could spore out and maybe make more.
And you have to have a stick? Audio had a mushroom stick.
Yes.
What is that
way you can move stuff on the forest floor and look underneath to see if there's any little mushrooms growing.
I'm not doing that. That's too much work. No.
You got to have the stick. Plus, when you're walking through these woods, there's sticker bushes and all kinds of stuff. So you use the stick to move the stuff out of the way so you can walk easier.
This all sounds terrible. I'm going to stay inside.
When was the last time you went mushroom hunting?
Never, ever.
Exactly.
Never. I'm never going to do it. That sounds terrible. I will buy my mushrooms in the store, or I will wait until you go find them, hunt and gather, and bring them to me.
All I have to do is walk out back.
I guess.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Gone Boss.
Be sure to check us out at GoneBoss.com or #GoneBoss.
We're on Instagram at GoneBoss2K or find us on Facebook just by searching Gone Boss.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.
Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to tune in next week and find out who has Gone Boss.